Hello, this is Choices, and I'm your host, Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about the choices that we make in our lives and how they affect our lives. You know, everything in our life exists because we made a choice about something, and the choices we made are what brought us to where we are today. And here we are with our life the way it is, and we must accept the consequences of the choices that we made. And, you know, sometimes I get mad at myself for some of the choices I've made in the past, but once you've made the choice, there's not much you can do except maybe make another choice. So we're talking about the choices that you make when the going gets rough. Today, we are talking about when the going gets rough. You know, listeners, I always like to talk about the things that you want to hear about. And this request came from Yvonne over in Australia. Hi, Yvonne. I hope you're listening today. And we are going to talk about when going gets rough. Now, what is rough? You know, there's a whole lot of different things out there that might be rough. What might be rough to one person might not be rough to another. You know, when the going gets rough might mean that we're broke, or it might mean that the airlines lost your guitar, or it might mean that you've been diagnosed with cancer, or it might mean that you're going through a divorce. So there are so many different things that when the going gets rough means that might be happening in your life. And the big thing is when these things start to fall apart around you, when you feel like everything and everyone is just falling apart, how do you keep yourself together? How do you hold it, how do you just hold it all together until you get to that point where you feel like, okay, I can get through this? And can you control your emotions, or do your emotions control you? I know earlier in my life I had a very difficult time controlling my emotions. If something upset me, I would just get hysterical, and then I would be frozen. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know where to go. I wouldn't know how to go forward. So we have to find a way within ourselves to find the center, that center of inner peace, that center of serenity, so that when everything around us is just falling apart, we can hold ourselves together and figure out what the next step would be. I don't think we're born with disability. I think it's something that we learn. And there are some people that just naturally have it. Some people are able to just take control and take over and make things happen. We usually call those people leaders. But all of us have learned that at some point or another through the experiences in our lives, how to get better at handling this chaos, how to get better at the things that go on around us. I have one friend, Amy. Amy wrote a wonderful book. It's called Tears of Hope, and you might like to read it sometime. It talks about how she grew up in a war zone and how she her home was blown up and how she saw her brother killed right in front of her eyes. And her life was not good. She only had a fourth grade education, and she was dyslexic. And yet, if you meet my friend Amy today, she's probably one of the most poised people that you will ever meet. She can handle life situations probably better than just about anyone else I know. And it comes from the fact that she's lived through some tragic, tragic times. And when we live through those times, at the time we're going through it, it certainly doesn't seem like things are going to get better, and we just have to get through that particular situation. And I think what happens sometimes is we get so into the situation that the only thing we can do is get through it. And so when we're in the process of just trying to stay alive or trying to get better, we're not stopping and thinking about, oh, woe is me, my life is such a mess, I don't know what I'm going to do. No, when we are in those kinds of circumstances, we are just taking the next step. We are going the next avenue. I'm dealing with a friend of mine right now. She called me with her cancer yesterday. She said, I don't know what to do. I've been through radiation and chemo and that didn't work and I still have cancer. Well, you know, when we're going through something like that, times are rough and we have to just think about what can we do next? What is the next step? And how do I stay focused forward? How do I stay focused on where I'm going rather than on this horrible thing that's happening and feeling like I'm out of control? Because, you see, it's when we feel out of control that we're not able to deal with things. So how do we find that sense of inner peace and serenity when all of these things are going wrong, when something horrendous is happening, when the going is getting really, really rough in our lives? Well, I call it poise, P-O-I-S-E, poise. How do we get poise? Well, there's two types of poise, actually. Poise basically means in balance. When you have poise, you are in balance. So is your balance within you? Are you feeling in balance? Are you feeling in control? Because there's the inner balance and there's the outer balance. And some of us look really together. We look poised when we don't really feel that way. We might look like we're self-confident. We look like everything is going just fine in our lives. But inside, there's a whole lot of turmoil going on within us. So how can we be at peace with our surroundings and ourselves? How can we find that inner peace? Well, there's a couple ways that I do it. One is to pray. If you believe in a power that's bigger than you, if you believe that God is creating something in your life to send you to another place or to move you in a different direction, it's a lot easier than if you don't believe in a higher power. If you believe that there is a plan and a destination for you, it will be much easier. So prayer is a very good way for you to get control of those feelings that you're having. And meditate. Listen. So you pray is when you're talking to your power. I call it God. You can call your power whatever it is that you call it, but I call it God. And prayer is when you're talking to God. Meditation is when you're listening to God, when you're listening for the answers, when you're sitting there and you're in the quiet and you're in the peace and you're trying to find the answers. And sometimes it takes a little while when you sit there before the answers come. So those are a couple of the ways that you can help yourself with inner peace. And how do you do that? Well, first you've got to relax. And I know it's really, really hard to relax when things are not going so well. When life is tough, when the going gets rough, it is just not easy to relax. So how do you do it? Well, you sit comfortably in a chair. Put your feet on the floor and sit comfortably in a chair. Don't lie down, because when you lie down, you get too comfortable and you may go off to sleep. So you want to sit in the chair and close your eyes. Then take in several deep breaths through your nose. You know, in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. And pay attention to your breathing until it is slow and it's regular and your body starts feeling relaxed. Pay attention to your breathing. This is so important. Just concentrate on your breathing. If you can't get into a relaxed state, try deliberately relaxing each part of your body. You start with your feet and you think about your feet. You think, relax feet, and you kind of wiggle your feet around and you wiggle your toes around and you let them relax. And then you work up, relax ankles, relax calves, and you work up your body part by part by part, talking to your body, getting it to relax. I even tell my body that I love it. I say, I love you feet, I love you ankles. Now, I know people think this is weird. Some of you probably think, oh my goodness, and some of you have probably already tuned out. But this is important in order to get yourself to relax. and be certain to include your facial muscles. Relax your face because we hold so much tension in our face and in our neck, the very back of our neck. Oh my goodness, you can create such tension in your neck that you get your neck to where it won't even move. When I had all the problems with cancer and with my sister passing away and having to deal with her estate, my neck just tightened up like it was cemented together. I couldn't even turn my head because it was just hurting so bad and it was so stiff. So what you want to do is get yourself as relaxed as you possibly can. And you might have to work at this. This is not something that's going to come easy. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to sit down and relax. Some people can, but many of us can't. And so we have to deliberately work at doing something in order to get ourselves relaxed. And after you are relaxed, don't start saying negative things in your head. Don't allow yourself to have this negative effect. Try repeating something in your mind like, I use the word one. I use the word one because it has a significance for me. And so I repeat this to myself for a while. I go, one, one. Now, the reason, too, that you want to use a word like the word one is because it has an N in it. And words that have N's or M's reverberate inside your head. And when they reverberate, that very often just is like a vibration, and it just helps you relax. So choose a word with an N or an M in it and just say it over and over to yourself. And that's why a lot of people who meditate use the word They go or om, because it has that reverberation effect inside your head. So you want to do this for 10 or 20 minutes, once or twice a day when you're going through a really tough time. Sit down and be aware and consciously make an effort to relax for 10 or 20 minutes. You will be amazed at how much this will help you get through these really rough times. Or even if the time was just an embarrassing time, if something you did embarrassed you later, learn to relax and let it go. You know, sometimes it's just not so important. I was stomping around on the stage one day telling a story to a group of people, and the spotlight was in my face, and when I stomped near the front of the stage, I missed the front of the stage and fell right off the stage into the audience. I wasn't hurt, but it was terribly, terribly embarrassing. And I was beating myself up later on, and then I had to sit down and do this relaxation technique and get me past it, because, you know, those kinds of things happen in life. They're not the end of the world, and they are not what I consider really rough times. Those are just times that are embarrassing and that we maybe can't handle it as well. I had a time down in Mexico when I was jumping up and down in the water at the beach, having such a great time, and my bikini bottom came down. It fell down around my ankles. And there were people on the beach looking at me. And that is embarrassing, yes, but it's not a rough time. It is something that we can get over. And now I look back on it, and it's really kind of funny. I was so embarrassed at the time, but the whole beach was just having a good time laughing about the fact that I had lost my bikini bottoms. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? I will probably never see those people again. And if I do, they won't recognize me anyway. I look totally different when I'm all wet than I do when I'm dry and have my makeup on and everything. So don't take those things so personal. Don't let little things like that just overwhelm you. No, that's not when life gets rough. When life gets rough is when we have major, major challenges. And we can make our life rougher or easier by the way we react or we respond to the things that happen to us in life. Important for us to learn to love ourselves. That's the second step. The first step was relax. The second step is love yourself. Love yourself. learn how to feel good about who and what you are. And even that act of loving yourself when you're trying to relax, that is so important. We have to learn to accept ourselves as we are and assume that we have more good points than we have flaws. You know, flaws can be improved. Flaws can be changed. And so why do we focus so much on what's wrong with us? I hear so many people when you say, oh, you're so pretty, they go, well, no, I'm not. You know, my nose is crooked or my hair's not good or I'm overweight. That's not the way to take a compliment. Take a compliment with the word thank you. Thank you is the appropriate answer to a compliment, not some negative statement that you feel about yourself. And you improve your self-image by accepting compliments, by accepting yourself. We are who we are. We are the way we are. And we can be better. If we have a flaw, if we have something that's wrong with us, we can fix it. We can fix it. So don't point out your flaws to other people. Keep your flaws to yourself. And practice seeing your good points. Practice looking at yourself and saying, wow, there's just something good about me. I have these things. I have the ability to take care of these things. See, your worth as a human being is not dependent upon being perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You know those people that they just have to be perfect? They have to have the perfect home, the perfect car, the perfect husband, the perfect children, the perfect wife, the perfect whatever. No, you don't need to be perfect. You just need to look at your good points. What is there that's really good about you? There's a lot of things that are good about you. You're a good person. You're a kind person. You do nice things for your neighbors. You do nice things for your family. The problem is that most of us do more nice things for other people than we do for ourselves. We need to learn to take care of ourselves as well. And we need to learn to love ourselves. And the more we love ourselves, the more we're able to handle situations, to handle the rough times when they happen. Listeners, this is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we're talking about what to do when the going gets rough. Thank you for being with me today. And if you want to know more about this particular subject or any of the other positive self-esteem subjects that I offer and talk about on the show, please go over to choicesonlinemedia.com. choicesonlinemedia.com, and there you will find the archives of all of the shows that we do, as well as you will find Choices Magazine. And Choices Magazine is free to you. You can sign up to receive it on a regular basis, or you can just go to the website and look at it. We have fabulous articles in the magazine, great writers, positive mental attitude people, speakers, writers who write about the things that you can do to make your life better, the things that you can do to make better choices. So go over to choicesonlinemedia.com, and if you want the current issue, you go to choicesonlinemedia.com/current issue. And all of the past issues are archived there as well, so take a look at them. There's some fabulous, fabulous articles there that are going to help you to make your life even better than it already is, to make your choices even better than they already are. This is Judy Mario, and today we are talking about what to do when things get rough. Well, another thing we can do is develop our sense of humor. You know, sometimes we just need to laugh at ourselves. We need to look at things in a less serious way. We need to realize that most of life's smaller problems have a lighter side, and we need to be able to see it. And, you know, even some of life's bigger problems have a lighter side. My brother lost his legs in a motorcycle accident years ago, and it was a tragic time. It was very hard for him to adjust to life. He had to get artificial limbs. He had to, either use a wheelchair or walk on the artificial limbs, and it was very hard to learn to do that. And yet there were times that things didn't go well, or that, well, like for instance, one day he was walking across the parking lot at one of the big shopping centers, and the wind was blowing really, really hard, and the wind blew him over, and he fell down there in the parking lot. So I was trying to help him up, and of course I tripped over and fell on top of him, and the two of us were just kind of rolling around there on the parking lot, looking like a couple of fools. And he's a big man, so I was having trouble helping him get picked up. And we just ended up laughing and laughing and laughing. We were both just sitting there in the parking lot, just cracking up. It was so funny. And, you know, even though it was a big thing and that life was really rough and tough at the time, there is a funny side. Things go wrong. They do. And we have to learn to practice laughing at ourselves, because if we didn't laugh at ourselves during some of these tough times, we wouldn't be able to get through them. And this is very, very important for you to do. Remember that things will get better. There is another side. There is another side. And I know it's hard to understand, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to my family? Why does this keep on happening? I know that. I know that. And I feel so bad for you that you might be going through those kind of times. But try to see the humor in it. Because, you know, laughing releases the endorphins in your brain. And when those endorphins get released, it helps you to heal. It helps things to heal. So practice doing that. Laugh. Make yourself laugh. Get yourself a funny movie or read a funny book or tell jokes. And I know some people will say, oh, you need to learn to behave yourself. You need to learn. Yes, we do know that life is serious, but we also need to look at the funny side when we possibly can. Another thing you can do when times are tough is practice looking poised. It's called visual poise. I used to teach this when I had the modeling school. I taught visual poise. Visual poise, remember, poise means in balance, and visual is that which we see. So when we have visual poise, it's the balance that people see about us. It's what they look at, not just the inner poise, but it's the outer poise. It's what people look at. It's what they see about us. And, you know, probably there's only a few situations that cause you to feel insecure, and you want to be able to have that poise where you look secure even when you don't feel secure. When you come across like as if you have all the confidence in the world, even though inside you don't feel like it. I think there's an old saying about we need to be like the goose. The goose swims, or a duck, they swim on the water and they look like everything's calm and they move along calmly, but their little feet are just paddling like crazy underneath. And that's how we can be. If our little feet are just paddling, if those butterflies in our stomach are just going like crazy, we can still appear to be poised. We can still appear to be in balance. We can still appear to be self-confident. And the way that you start doing that, the way you start preparing for that, is you think of something that's very difficult for you, like going to a meeting or attending a function where you have to go by yourself, and you don't want to do that because you feel self-conscious when you do that. So think of one of those situations that you were in where you felt really, really self-conscious and you were really uncomfortable. Well, let me ask you this. Did you appear uncomfortable, or did you appear confident? Now, think about why you felt self-conscious. Was it because you didn't feel like you looked the part, or you didn't feel like you fit in with the people, or you just didn't know anybody, or was it because you can't control your emotions? Did you simply not know what to do with your hands? What was it about you that made you feel like you should be self-conscious? And think about that. Mentally get a picture of yourself in your mind when you were like that. And then think about what could you do differently? How could you exhibit poise differently? When I owned a modeling school, we taught people how to stand, how to sit, how to walk, how to carry their head at a parallel level to the floor, to keep the chin parallel to the floor, how to have eye contact with other people, to maintain eye contact, because that makes you look more confident. And when you make eye contact with another person across the room, then smile at them. Make that eye contact and smile. That makes you appear poised. Whenever you go to a meeting or whenever you go to some sort of a function where you have to walk into a room where there's a group of people, a lot of people that you don't know, well, just walk in and stand there for a moment and look around the room. Take a few minutes and just look around the room and just stand there. Stand still and look. And decide where you want to go and sit, or decide which of those people in the room look like the kind of people that you want to meet, so that when you're ready, then you calmly walk over to that particular group of people, introduce yourself, put out your hand, introduce yourself, know what you're going to say ahead of time, practice that at home, practice how you're going to introduce yourself, so that you appear calm and poised, even though you're feeling self-conscious. And believe me, if you make sure that you are dressed the way you feel comfortable before you put yourself in any of these types of situations, you are going to feel more comfortable. And when you feel more comfortable, you will act more comfortable. It is so important that you take the time before you put yourself in a situation to decide how you're going to handle that situation. How are you going to look? How are you going to speak? What are you going to say? How are you going to dress? Who are you going to introduce yourself to? And do you have your business card handy? But those types of things are situations that we feel like they're rough. We feel like they're tough, but the truth of the matter is they aren't. It's just a matter of looking poised. Now, if you have to go to court and you have to deal with people who are screwing you around, or they're stealing your money or something along that line, well, then that's another situation as well. But the same things work. How do you dress? Did you dress powerfully? How are you walking? How are you carrying yourself? Do you have your shoulders back? Is your posture good? Do you know what to do with your hands so you're not fidgeting around, or that people don't see that your hands are shaking? You know, used to, people would go to these modeling classes. I owned a modeling school, and people would come to the classes to learn how to do that. And we don't have so many of those kinds of places around anymore, but there are still a few. So, you know, if you really feel like you just need to learn how to get control of your body and the physical aspects of poise, go and find one of those schools or one of those classes and get yourself involved. Public speaking classes are one of the best things you can do in order to make yourself feel more confident and be able to handle rough situations. In fact, there's Toastmasters clubs all over the world called Toastmasters International. You can find them online. And I believe that being a member of Toastmasters is one of the best things we can do for helping ourselves feel more confident. Because in Toastmasters, we learn how to speak up, and we also learn how to have more confidence. We learn leadership skills. And so go check out your local Toastmasters club. Very, very important for you to do that. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices, a show about the choices we make in our lives and how we can make better choices every day to make our lives better. Listeners, I so appreciate you joining me today, and I hope you'll go over to judymoriot.com and sign up for my free newsletter that goes out every month. And also write to me, judy@judymoriot.com, and let me know about the things that are important to you. Let me know the subjects that you would like covered on the show and what you would like us to talk about. Thank you so much for joining me, and remember, you are more than enough.